Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Proverbs 4 and verse 10. Proverbs 4, 10, and we're going to look at God's Word translation. Proverbs 4, 10. Look what God tells you here. He says, "My son, listen and accept my words, and they, my words, will multiply the years of your life." God's word, I just gave you God's word. He says He heals the brokenhearted and binds up all their wounds, right? He says, yeah, my son, listen and accept my words. I'm giving you words, they're not mine, they're God's words. He's the author of the Bible. Amen? He is the word. And so I'm giving you God's word, and He says, my son, listen. So you heard me give you the word, and He says, now, and accept my words. So the word we just gave you and the words we've given you and the words we preach from the Bible only is God's word. He says, listen to them and accept those words. Then they will multiply the years of your life. You will not die prematurely. You'll have long life. You'll have satisfaction in your life. You'll have a good, productive life. Amen. Can't get better than that. How many of you want productive, good, long life? Well, I do. I don't know about you, but I want a productive, healthy, joyful, productive long life. Yeah. I want to be wiser in my older age than I am today. And I want to give that wisdom to other people as I grow older. And so should you want to do the same thing. But the first thing is you've got to hear the word of God, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, Romans 10:17. So faith comes by hearing and hearing and ongoing hearing the word of God. So faith comes by the hearing the word of God. But it's not enough. You have to apply works or corresponding actions with the word. And He's saying, my son, listen. So you get faith by listening, and then accept my words as being my words from God. And they, those words that you've listened to, you've got faith for, and you've accepted as me, from me, now they will multiply the years of your life. You've got to speak the word of God over your life. You've got to believe it. You've got to hear it, receive it, believe it, choose to believe it, and then act on it. Because faith without works is dead. So you can get faith by listening to the word. But listening isn't enough. You have to accept it. It is God's word. It's infallible. It's God's word. Then you have to say, okay, I accept the word of God. I choose to believe it now. He says, going to multiply the years of my life. Therefore, I will live a healthy life. And I'm going to live a long life. And I'm going to decree it, speak it, and declare it over myself, over my family, over my loved ones. Amen. This is the word of God we're talking about. This is awesome. This is powerful. Amen. Praise God. So my son, my daughter, listen. Faith comes by hearing. Listen and accept my words. Make a decision. This is the word of God. All scriptures given by inspiration of God. And it's profitable. Remember, the word of God is profitable. And so He says, listen, accept my words, and they, my words that you've listened to and you've accepted as my word, choose to believe, act upon, will multiply the years of your life. So are there any sick among you? Use that scripture straight there. Right there. Find scriptures that talk about healing and health. I've already given you 30-something. I've been giving them over the years. You should have hundreds by now. So you find the scripture that talks about health and healing. We started today at Psalm 118:17. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Well, hello, my son, listen to my word, that one. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Listen to my word. Get faith. Accept it as my word. Choose to believe it's my word. Then speak it over your life, and I will multiply the years of your life. My God, if you're sick, you're battling certain things in your life, speak the word of God over your life. Listen to it. Hear the word on healing. Accept as God's word, and then act on it. It's powerful. It's powerful. Praise God. Hello, Carol Wilson and all the other beautiful people. Great to see you here and joining us. And we're going to have fun, and fun is good. Amen. You'll see why in a minute. All right. And so let's look at now Proverbs 3. I want you to go to Proverbs 3. And I'm going to look at the Amplified Bible, Proverbs 3. Go there. We all know trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. There's Proverbs 3, 5. I think most Christians know that scripture, and it's a good scripture to know. We ought to know it. But I'm reading from Proverbs 3, verses 7 and 8 from the Amplified Bible. This is verse 7 and 8. Watch what God says. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord with reverent awe and obedience, and turn entirely away from evil. Right? Verse 8. It will be health to your body, your marrow, your nerves, your sinews, your muscles, all your inner parts, and refreshment, physical well-being to your bones. My God, you can't get more than that with health. I mean, think about it. He says, yeah, if you fear the Lord with a reverent fear, you're not scared of him, you respect him, you honor him, you worship him. I want to please him. That's the kind of fear he's talking about. If you do that, you will not have to try to turn from evil. You will automatically stop doing what's wrong. Are you hearing what I'm saying? When you give yourself solely and wholly to God, and you honor him, and you respect him, and you reverence him, the first thing Jesus said when they said, teach us to pray, he said, our Father who art in heaven, our Father, hallowed be your name. Hallowed. It's hallowed. I used to think it's hello, how you doing? It's not. It's hallowed be your name, which is all important. It's everything about respecting, honoring, loving, worshiping our God. So it says, yeah, don't be wise in your own eyes. Okay? Fear the Lord with reverent awe and obedience, and turn away from evil. Once you reverence him with awe, you won't want to do evil. Then he says, if you do that, it will be health to your body. Now watch out, to your marrow, your nerves, your sinews, your muscles, and all your inner parts. Wow. All my organs, all my tissues, everything. And refreshment, physical well-being to your bones. Oh my God. I mean, you can take that scripture alone, just that scripture, and you can live a healthy life just with one scripture. But there's a whole lot more. There's a whole lot more. God, when he blesses you, he overblesses you. Your cup doesn't get full, it runs over. He comes to give you life, and he comes to give you more abundantly. This is God. He doesn't give you one scripture on healing. He gives you hundreds of scriptures on healing and health. Amen. He doesn't forgive one of your sins. He forgives every one of your sins, no matter what it is. No matter how often it's done, you come to him with a reverent heart and in earnestness, he forgives you. I'm telling you, God is absolutely incredibly amazing. Hey, Diane Fletcher, good to see you there. God bless you. Now listen, I've got to read that again. He says, do not be wise in your own eyes. And so many people, wow, so full of pride. They know everything. People that are full of pride have a hard time getting saved because they don't need anything. They don't need anybody. You understand? So God says about the proud, he resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. So if you've got pride in you and you think you're Mr. Know-it-all or Mrs. Know-it-all or big deal, think again. Because if you're in pride, God's resisting you. Not the devil, God. And you can't fight against God. You can fight the devil, put him down, but not God. And he also says, pride, where there's pride, goes before destruction. If you're in pride, I can promise you one thing, destruction's on its way. Some way, some form, somehow in your life, destruction is coming. So he says, don't be wise in your own eyes. Stop it. Learn. Let people teach you. Be teachable. Be trainable. Be humble. Prefer others. Put them above yourself. That's the kind of heart God's looking for. He says, fear the Lord. Don't be wise in your own eyes. Fear me, the Lord God, with a reverent awe and obedience, and turn away from evil. He says, if you do that, it's going to be health to your body. That's your marrow, your nerves, your sinews, your muscles, all your inner parts, every organ, every tissue, everything, and refreshment, physical well-being to your bones. Wow. Pastor, you're getting excited. Yeah, I am. I am, because I walk in perfect peace and divine health. Hello. And I'm wealthy on top of it all. Why? Because the word of God works for whoever works the word of God. I say that again. The word of God works for whoever works the word of God. God's way, not my way. Yahweh, not your way. Amen. And he says, don't be wise in your own eyes. Don't think you got it all. Don't think you know what's going on. Don't think you know everything. Just cut it out. Don't be wise in your own eyes. Fear me. Love me with a reverential, awful, awesome respect. And I will show you things you've never seen in your life. I will reveal mysteries unto you. I will show you treasures in hidden places that you know not of. That's God. Come on now. I've got scripture for all of that I'm saying to you. He'll make the way straight for you. Where the road is crooked, he'll make it a straight, level pathway. Yeah. But I mean, think about that. He says, if you do the first part, verse 7, it's going to be health to your body. How many of you are battling with sickness? You got sugar diabetes. You got heart trouble. You got blood pressures up and down. You got arthritis. You got migraines. You got, God knows what you got. I mean, there's, the devil's got so much out there to give to you. And God is saying, your body will be healthy. Take these scriptures. Work them. Do it. Just do it. Well, how am I going to respect for God? Start to, hey, listen, if you don't respect God, you haven't seen Jesus close up. Yeah. To get to know God the Father, learn who Jesus is. Because he said, if you've seen me, you've seen my Father. And I don't know about you, but when you see what Jesus did for you and for me, and that what he took upon himself, your love and your gratitude and your respect just abounds. Once you get to that position, he says, this is going to be health. This is going to be healing. This is going to be refreshing. Wow. Can't beat it. Can you say amen? I can't hear you. Amen. Well, I'm very excited about it. We've got lots of people leaving notes and saying hello and thank you for the message. And I walk in perfect peace. I'm healed by the stripes on his back. Amen. Hallelujah. But those scriptures are so powerful. I want to show you the voice translation of that same scripture. Are you ready? The voice translation of Proverbs 3:7-8 says this. Don't think you can decide on your own what is right and what is wrong. Respect the eternal Lord. Turn and run from evil. You see, when you do respect God, you will run from evil. You won't have to, on purpose, I don't want to do it. When you love God enough and you have a respect for God enough, you will, when evil comes your way and the temptation comes, you say, ew, you won't want it. Now watch out. Respect the eternal, turn and run from evil. If you depend on him, your body and your mind will be free from the strain of a sinful life.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Worthing Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family-owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series, Spiritual